Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at E Podcast Network. Today, we have the pleasure of visiting with Mr. Ben Williams, the Director of Advocacy with IO, makers of AdBlock, plus the most popular ad blocker on the market. Mr. Williams, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Good to be here, Eric. How you doing?
Doing well. Certainly appreciate you coming out and taking a moment to be with us here today. Looking forward to hearing all about IO. So, speaking of IO, tell us more about the company. What is its relationship with AdBlock Plus, and how big is the company, and where are your employees located, and how many users do you have? That's a great way to kick things off here today.
So IO began in 2011, and we started, I was in the top, the first 10 employees, and we've grown all the way up to around 200 people now. We're our headquarters is in Cologne, Germany. We also have an office in Berlin and one in Sweden. But the majority of our workers work remotely and have been for a long time. So during these during the pandemic right now, we were actually pretty prepared for that. As to what we do, AdBlock Plus is our best-known product for sure. AdBlock Plus has about 100 million active users, but we make a lot of different products, and we kind of sit at that space between, you know, the people online, like publishers of news content and stuff like that, who are trying to monetize their users, and on the other side, the users who are trying to maintain control of their internet experience. So we make other products that give users that control, but help the other side to also make money for the great content they produce.
And that is an outstanding report and quite interesting as well. In addition, that you are also located in Germany, a great location to be. Now, is ad blocking still relevant in 2020? And is it growing or shrinking, or is it increasing on mobile devices? Talk to us about that.
I think it is definitely still relevant. It is it's growing in some places and it's leveling off in others. So it's growing on mobile. Latest reports that we have about mobile ad blocking is that there are 527 million people blocking ads in some way on mobile. That's a 64% increase from the last time the same report was made. On the other hand, on desktop, there are 236 million users, this report says, which is a bit of a decline. And so, you know, you can do the math. What the totals there are, were, you know, up around 760 million users of all the ad blocking software. But I think it's followed kind of similar trends, as a lot of people aren't using their desktop computers maybe quite as often, or they're just using those for work. But what's happened in the last couple of years is there have been more ways for people to block ads online, and the majority of the way that people do that is through a browser that blocks ads automatically. So out of the gate, out of the box, you open up the browser, and it's already filtering out a lot of the ads. I think maybe the biggest difference, though, in ad blocking is not so much that, you know, it's gone over to mobile news as that is. I think the biggest difference in ad blocking from 2011 when we started out till now is that the majority of the ad blockers out there, they don't block everything anymore. In fact, the majority of the ad blockers out there now, out of the box, they'll filter most of the ads instead of blocking them all. And we were among the first to get on that bandwagon because we thought it was a good idea to let better ads through to allow the publishers to monetize and not annoy, you know, the users on the other end, while giving the users that ultimate control to turn off and block everything they want. And, you know, throughout the years, more or less the majority of the ad blocking companies out there have also adopted a similar sort of thing. So the call it ad blocking is almost a bit of a misnomer nowadays, because most people are actually just filtering the ad.
Another bit of interesting detail right there. Now, another question for you. What is the difference between ad blocking and ad filtering? You mentioned ad filtering. And why does IO favor ad filtering?
So the thing about ad filtering is almost all the content blocking, as I said, of any type is ad filtering now. And ad filtering filters out the majority of the ads that you might see out. But what ad filtering does is it lets through ads that are deemed sort of better, less intrusive, less annoying to the user. So the question is, well, how do you know what's less annoying? That's a really difficult question for most people. I think most people could probably point to a couple ads and say, hey, that video ad, I don't like that one, and that popover ad, I don't like that one. But what are the common threads that unite those, right? And that's a pretty difficult thing. And so the way that ad filtering works is that there are these independently derived ad standards that are tested against ad blocking users for acceptability. So you say, okay, ads have this standard. Do you find this annoying? Is this okay with you as an ad blocker? And if this independent sort of nonprofit is what it is, decides, okay, enough ad blocking users have said this format is okay, then that sort of format is allowed through. And the reason we as IO really like this, and the reason we like it is because it's better for the overall environment. If you had complete ad blocking out there, you'd be you'd be burning down everything in your path and sowing salt in the soil. It would be a terrible thing for publishers. And what we found over the years is that most users don't want to block everything. So as an ad blocker producer, we just feel it's our job to give users choice. So if you want to block everything, that's cool. But if you want to give back a little bit to publishers and see just a few ads that have gone through this sort of independent vetting process, then we think that's a better experience. So, that's why why we kind of like that better. We feel like it's a balanced approach, and it's we experimented with this back in 2011 as an idea, and we didn't know where it would get us, and it turned out that it would work out. So. It was something that I think, we kind of started out doing, but as I was saying a second ago, a lot of other ad blockers, most other ad blockers have actually pivoted in this position. And so we just feel like, it's better to give people choice, provide balance, and to allow the ecosystem, the larger ecosystem of content creators, people like you, I know we don't block ads on podcasts, don't worry, but to allow people who out there like you who are making great content on news sites to continue to do that, because that's what makes content run is the ad.
It certainly does. Good stuff and great information today. We're joined by Mr. Ben Williams, the Director of Advocacy with IO, makers of AdBlock Plus, the most popular ad blocker on the market. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Williams, where does the advertising and ad tech industry stand in 2020? If you could give us some detail on that. And are things changing, in your opinion? And how does IO fit into the industry now compared to, say, 5 years ago?
Yeah, good question, and it's changing dramatically. And I'm not going to say it's changing because of COVID-19. We're going to talk about other things today. It's best not to always focus on that. Of course, it has an effect, like it does on everything. People are spending less money presently on advertising, but I'm pretty confident that as soon as things start to look up, people can start to spend more money on advertising. The big advertisers will. And we'll see a pretty speedy recovery. The reason we will is because the infrastructure is so strong. But whereas this may seem like it has the biggest impact on it, actually something most people haven't probably heard of is having a huge impact on online advertising right now. And that is the consumer demand for more privacy. Consumers in the last couple of years have much kind of like how ad blocking was. They say, a lot of the ads out there, they track me around the internet. They know personal information about me. I'm not okay with that. And regulators started to listen. So you have something I'm sure you'll have heard of, the European law, the GDPR, General Data Protection Regulation. That came down, and then following that, California passed the California Consumer Protection Act, a lot of other states have done, have talked about similar things. And at the same time, a lot of the browsers we all know and love, like Safari, Firefox, and Chrome, have said they're going to limit the way that people can track, that advertisers can track them online. That is a that's a huge event for the advertising industry, because addressing the correct user, the industry calls it addressability, this is really just tracking. And to do that, they find out information about people, because, and then they try to serve the right ad to the right person. So not only is tracking important to the advertisers, because they want to be able to have that information to serve that right ad, but it actually underpins the entire infrastructure of how they serve that ad. They take the information that each side, each party has about the particular user on the web page, and then less than a few milliseconds, they serve the ad, the right one to the right person. So a lot of details. Not everybody's going to be interested in those details. But at the end of the day, what it means is that they have to find a new way to serve ads online, and they have to find a new way of giving people attribution for who has served that ad, and what advertiser and what publisher gets the money for it, et cetera. This is a huge thing in advertising, and the entire digital advertising world is just now trying to figure that out. To the second part of your question, how does IO fit in with that? Well, we're going to continue to do the things we're doing. We're going to continue to work with ad filtering as it grows on mobile and other platforms. And we're going to make other technology that empowers consumers while keeping the web profitable. I think this could include a number of things. I'm not quite sure what that will entail. But some of the things we've worked on in the past are systems where consumers can actually generate money for publishers by just using a subscription, but a subscription that covers several different sites. It's a product we worked on called Flatter. So it could go in any direction, but as long as we continue to give users control and publishers some money back, we're going to be pretty happy. And, of course, for the foreseeable future, we're going to be all doing that from home, aren't we? So, yeah.
Yeah, we could be at home longer than we want to, but it looks positive as things are starting to open back up. So that is a good thing. Certainly appreciate your input here on that last question, looking ahead especially and how you fit into the industry, say, as opposed to 5 years ago. And speaking of 5 years, looking ahead, where do you see the advertising ad tech industry 5 years from now, say 2025?
So I think the 2020s will be defined by the consumer becoming the king or the queen of their experience. I really think we saw the beginning of it with ad blocking, and I just gave you a really long, probably boring spiel, apologies, Eric, about how privacy on the internet is changing, and consumers are getting more and more control over how much information they give to advertisers. So I think that we're just seeing the beginning of that. So if you look at the 2010s as the time in which programmatic advertising was born, that's just the digital advertising we all see when we go online. But where users really didn't have a lot of control and started to ask for it through ad blocking and also through demanding more control of their privacy, I think what we're going to see in the 2020s is that the industry will come back and listen to those users. Because if the industry responds to users, they can actually give people an experience they like more, and people will start to like those online ads better. And that's going to make ultimately the advertiser better, because that's what advertising is, right? When I see an ad for Coke, what Coke wants is they want me to have a good impression of what Coke is, maybe go out there and enjoy a Coke. Well, that's, I think, something where advertising online lost its way a little bit, because it got too much into people's personal business, and sometimes it made advertisements that a lot of the people found intrusive or annoying. I think those things are done. I think industry is listening. I think that they're going to take steps to allow people to have an online experience that is completely respects their privacy, respects their point of view as far as what they want to, you know, what they want to see format wise, but also gives them a lot of value and returns a lot of that value to the brand.
Well, Mr. Williams, certainly has been a pleasure to have you with us on behalf of IO, and certainly do appreciate what you offer in this space as well. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and get further information accordingly. Where's the best place online to do so?
So for IO, you just go to io.com. That's E-Y-E-O.com. And for AdBlock Plus, if you want to download the world's most popular ad blocker, you just go to adblockplus.org, and that's where you can find out all about it.
And that certainly takes care of business. Again, Mr. Williams, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
All the best.
And you as well. Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Mr. Ben Williams, the Director of Advocacy with IO Makers of AdBlock Plus, the most popular ad blocker on the market. And for all the details, visit either io.com or adblockplus.org. And of course, these links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.